This is Michigan Radio. The election is less than a week away, and the six ballot proposals are still overwhelming voters. Governor Snyder has been campaigning this week, voicing his opposition against all but one of the proposals. He's okay with Proposal 1. So, Jack, can you remind us what that proposal is again?
Proposal 1 is the only one that's not a constitutional amendment, Kyle. It's a referendum on the emergency manager law. Now, this was a tough new emergency manager law that was passed soon after Governor Snyder took office last year. It's been put in suspended animation until they have a referendum on it. And if you want to keep the governor's tough emergency manager law, you vote yes. If you don't want to, you vote no. And some people are confused on that.
What's your sense of the proposal that the people are just sort of having the hardest time wrapping their heads around?
I think there's so many of them that people are having a hard time wrapping their heads around all of them. Probably the one that has people most concerned and is most controversial is Proposal 5, which is the one that would prevent the legislature effectively from ever increasing taxes or changing the tax rate. So it would be very hard to lower the taxes as well, unless they had a two-thirds majority, and two-thirds majorities are very, very hard to achieve. So the establishment, if you will, of both parties and of the state is very, very concerned that that will not pass.
Let's talk about the weather. Hurricane Sandy has affected where the presidential candidates rally in the U.S. Do you think this superstorm is going to have any effect on voters here in Michigan?
Well, it's unlikely unless we were to see something where it appeared that the government was either acting with great incompetence, sort of like the Katrina hurricane. That seems not to be the case. In fact, some Republicans were a bit upset yesterday because New Jersey Governor Chris Christie praised President Obama's handling of this. There may be some kind of Machiavellian thing going on, and that Chris Christie is often talked about as being the Republican nominee in 2016, should Mitt Romney lose. New Jersey is a deep blue state, is not a swing state in this election. But I think that the Romney forces weren't happy that Christie was making President Obama look good in this disaster.
You know, speaking of the presidential campaign, Mitt Romney just came out with a recent ad, and it claims the auto bailout resulted in GM using that money to hire more workers in China than in the U.S. You know, school me on this. What are the facts on that, Jack?
This is sort of puzzling because the facts on this, everybody agrees, is that Mitt Romney's ad is more or less a lie. It has been announced by GM. It's been announced by Chrysler and the unions. And polls show that every time Mitt Romney mentions the auto bailout, it hurts him. Of course, there was a famous article with a headline saying, "Let Detroit go bankrupt." He didn't write the headline, but he was in favor of a bankruptcy where U.S. government money was not used to cushion it. And most people think, most experts think, this would have resulted in the auto companies, all three of them, collapsing. And it's a no-win issue for Mitt Romney. And why he's bringing it up again isn't really clear. The place this is hurting him the most, where it has the most effect, is Northwest Ohio, where we have a fair amount of Michigan radio listeners. Michigan is not a swing state. Ohio very much is. And President Obama has clung to a small lead in most polls, and most analysts say that's because of his stand on the auto bailout.
Jack, thanks so much for talking with us.
Always a pleasure, Kyle.